Today on episode number 393 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, which you can find right over there at schoolofpodcasting.com/393, we have a Because of My Podcast story. We got a last five and five. We're going to answer some podcasting questions. We're going to talk about common mistakes that podcasters are making that are super easy to fix. We're going to talk about how I went, because my Amazon account got closed. And I'm going to talk about making money with your podcast by selling products. We've got some really cool tools that don't involve PayPal that make it pretty easy to sell a digital product that you've created. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Oh, podcasting since way back in the day, 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording to equipment to how do I plug it in, Dave? All points in between. Everything you need to launch a podcast, you can find out at theschoolofpodcasting.com. What I do is I come along, I take my 20 plus years of technical training, we flatten out the learning curve, and I let you know that you're never alone on your pursuit of podcasting success and podcasting perfection. If you are a serious hobbyist or a business owner looking to find more customers, you come to the right place. I'm here to tell you, and I always like to start off the show with a bit of podcast success stories or news, things like that. So today we've got a cool Because of My Podcast story. This one just has every aspect of a great story. Check this out.
Hey, Dave, my name is Mario Zerman with 210 Local Music Podcast, which is a San Antonio-based podcast all about local music, art, film, and entertainment in and around the greater San Antonio, Texas area. And this is in response to a call to action that you put out to your listeners about what their podcast has done for them. And what mine has done for me is that it's actually kind of made me a part of the local media here in San Antonio. I've been able to attend the San Antonio's very first major comic book convention a few months ago, which was truly an amazing experience. A couple of months ago, I was also selected as a semi-finalist judge for the Raw Natural Born Artists organization, who holds an annual contest for musicians, artists, photographers, and other types of creative arts. The great thing about that is that pretty much every single one of those falls within my niche. Something that I would have to assume that I've benefited from because of my podcast is also the fact that I've won quite a few things using social media, such as guitars, gear. Pretty much I plug the podcast first thing, and I know it's usually not something that we're supposed to do, but I think because of that, they know that they can bank on me for social media plugs as well. The most amazing thing that's happened to me because of my podcast is that I was able to put together a decently successful Toys for Tots charity concert. Nine bands donated their performances, the venue donated the price that we charged at the door, and we were able to get sponsorship to help out with paying for the sound guy and supporting the bands as well. All in all, we raised over $700 for the Toys for Tots organization and filled one of their large toy boxes. All of this has happened because of my podcast, and it's also allowing me to continue my podcast into 2014 due to the interest that we've drummed up by being involved in the local community. Thanks a ton, Dave, for having this segment in your show. I can't wait to hear more. I am a huge fan of the School of Podcasting, the Marketing Musician, and Ask the Podcast Coach. And I look forward to seeing you in the chat room for the Podcasters Roundtable. Take care, Dave.
Mario, thank you so much, buddy. You can find him at 210, as in 210localmusic.com. How cool is that? Think about it. Number one, being seen as the media. We've said that. And again, I just say, if you don't believe me, believe Mario. Right? So that's true. And he's got influence. He's winning contests now because of his influence that he's gaining from his podcast. And last but not least, I love the fact that you can rally the troops to make the world a better place. How cool is that? Raising, that's a nice chunk of change for Toys for Tots. So, and all this, why? Because of your podcast. Very, very cool. So thank you so much again. Find him at 210localmusic.com. Next up, we have the proverbial last five and five. Take it away, Rachel, and we'll send it over to Phil.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Hi, Dave. Phil Olsen here from the Virtual Pizza Podcast.
Right, Phil's from across the pond, eh? Right.
You can find us at virtual-pizza.com.
I just love, it's so cool, even the word dash. Virtual-pizza. It's just, everything sounds better with an accent. I gotta get me one of those things. I'm telling you true. I gotta start Phil from the beginning.
Hi, Dave. Phil Olsen here from the Virtual Pizza Podcast. You can find us at virtual-pizza.com. And I'd like to share with you the last 5 podcasts I've listened to for my 5 and 5. First up is Music Radio Creative. I really enjoy listening to Mike and Isabella Russell. Love their presentation style. Fresh and fun.
Love me some Mike and Isabella. Check that out. MusicRadioCreative.com.
Next, I've recently discovered the Podcaster's Studio. Been listening to the Podcaster's Roundtable for a while, but
this show is absolute rubbish.
Never got round to actually listen to Ray's show. Really good, some fantastic tips, and it's on my top list now.
Thank you. That's actually, I say that because I'm on that show. Podcastersroundtable.com. Last episode, we did an episode on should your podcast have an app? And that's, if you heard last week's show about my rant, that rant was born from that episode, which you can now see over at podcastersroundtable.com.
Then I listened to the Veteran Gamers podcast. I've been listening for a number of years, really enjoy their fun rapport, and it's my favorite gaming podcast.
Never heard of that one. That's why we do this. Discovery.
Right. I'm always excited to hear a new episode from this one. It's We're Alive, which is a full cast audio drama about a zombie apocalypse. Fantastic production values and quite exciting.
Okay. I got to get you hooked up with Ken Blanchard. You guys can do your zombie thing.
And finally, Saturday mornings are spent listening to the latest Friday night comedy podcast from the BBC. It's topical comedy with a very British style. That's it. Keep up the good work, Dave. I find your shows inspiring, and they help me to get off my ass and actually record. This is Phil Olsen from Virtual Pizza signing out.
Phil, thank you so much for tuning in and leaving that in, calling in, however you want to do it. He actually sent me an email with the podcast, the audio. Man, I cannot think today. And I deeply appreciate that very, very, very much. So again, the question is, what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to? And you can find him over at virtual-pizza. So the next thing we want to talk about is your podcast questions and to get them answered. And the one I've heard so much this week is, Dave, I got this email from Libsyn. Libsyn 4 is coming out February 10th. What do I do? Ready? I love these kind of questions because it's a one answer. Nothing. Not a thing. They've got some tutorials to show you what the new interface looks like. They're basically, they've given their website. Now, if you're like, what's a Libsyn? It's libsyn.com. It's actually the media host I use at the School of Podcasting to deliver my audio files. You can find that at libsyn.com. Use the coupon code SOPFREE, all one word, and you'll get a free month over there. And they've revamped their interface. So they've basically got a facelift, and behind the scenes, they revamped the kind of nuts and bolts, the back end of their system that's going to allow them in the future to add new features and make it better. So they've positioned themselves for growth. So that's probably one I got a ton this week. And then I'm going to share an email, and I'm going to keep their name out of this. And it's something I want to talk about because you may be in this same boat. You may be thinking the exact same thing that this person is thinking. And it says, okay, it starts off, okay, Dave, I'm at a loss. I am completely overwhelmed here. And they go on, I'm not going to read the whole email, but they signed up for my Quick Start program. Now, my Quick Start program is kind of designed for somebody who knows they want a podcast, knows what they want a podcast about, but they don't have a website yet. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting and then use the coupon code podcastcoach when you order that, I realize it's kind of coupon code crazy today. That will save you 25% off your web hosting. So we talked about media hosting. Now we're talking web hosting. And when you use this quick start program, I earn a commission by you buying the hosting through me. And as my way of saying thank you, I will set up WordPress for you. I will install all the plugins for you, and I'll give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. Well, that's great as long as you know what you want to podcast about. And you can work with me before that. We can actually do a little coaching beforehand to make sure you know where you want to go. I want you to look before you leap. And so in this case, this person has the hosting. They bought some graphics. They got some music. They bought some mics, some pop filters, and a mixer. They bought a handheld recorder from Walmart. And they basically, at this point, have just about everything they want. And they go through, what's Ellipsen? I'm sure I need that. And I've watched all these tutorials, and I don't quite get where I'm going. And again, just overwhelmed. And I sent an email to this person. I said, okay, it's okay that you're overwhelmed. You're looking at the big picture. And they were really getting focused on their website. I don't know what template, and I don't know this and that. They haven't recorded an episode yet. They were really focused on like step 13, and they kind of skipped step 4. And so what I want to say here, and I'm going to relate this to one of my other podcasts. I do a podcast called Logical Weight Loss. You can find that at logicalloss.com. And one of the coolest things that's happened to me because of my podcast kind of story is I had somebody that said, Dave, I lost 100 pounds listening to your podcast. And I did an episode about we get overwhelmed thinking about how much, in this case, weight we have to lose. We get overwhelmed looking at the giant amount of information of where we need to go. And I said, let's, instead of saying I need to lose 100 pounds, let's say I need to lose 10 pounds. Do you think you could do that? Yes, I think I could. 10 pounds isn't as overwhelming. Okay, let's break that down. 10 pounds, that's X amount of calories, a month or a day or whatever. And it eventually comes down to, okay, let's focus on your next meal. And let's make that one a healthy one. And then lather, rinse, repeat. That led to this person losing 10 pounds. And I said, great, now do that 10 times more. And that's what she did. So instead of looking at the big picture and going, she broke it down and lost 10 pounds. And that's exactly what I said to this person. I said, okay, you've got all this stuff. Now, one thing to look at here too, look how far you've come. You've got web hosting. You've got a microphone. You've got a mixer. You've got a topic. What you haven't done though is figured out what are you going to talk about in your first episode? What are you going to do there? I understand you're worried about WordPress and themes and how it's going to look. You don't have an episode to put on the website yet. Does that make sense? The cart is before the horse. And very soon, Poddertainment, P-O-D-E-R-tainment, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Poddertainment, it's a magazine, a digital magazine going to be coming out very soon. I have an article in it, and I talk about this cart before the horse syndrome that I see a lot. And so there are about 27 steps to launching a podcast, and that can lead to a lot of overwhelming feelings. I get that. I was there with you many moons ago. But what I want you to do is, and this is what we do at the School of Podcasting, we have a section called Planning Your Podcast, and it goes through all the things you have to think about. And what I want you to think about is one, what do you want to talk about? Then we're going to talk about why do you want a podcast? Got it. Okay, now let's buy a microphone. Got it. Now, do we need a mixer? Because sometimes you don't. And the last thing I want you to do is go spend $1,000 on equipment you don't need. Got it. Now let's talk about how do I plug a microphone into a mixer if I bought one? Got it. Now let's talk about album art. Got it. Baby step it through. And at the end, you'll go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did a podcast. Why? Because you looked at the next step, not the entire process. Now, you need to know that entire process because I want you to think about it. Think about where you want to go. Think about why you want to podcast. Think about who you're podcasting to, what you're going to podcast about. You need to think that big picture wise. But once you figure that out, then you can just simply go down to, okay, what's the next thing I need to figure out? and go there. And that way you won't get overwhelmed. So again, I'm going to refrain from giving this person's name because they were, in this case, a little overwhelmed. And I appreciated that. And I just wanted to share it because I realize you may be thinking, oh, I'm never going to be able to do this. I'm not a technical person. If I had a nickel for every time I had somebody say that, and I get that. You may not be a technical person, but I bet you have the skills. I've said it before. If you can upload a photo to Facebook, you can upload an audio file to Libsyn. If you can use Microsoft Word, you can probably use WordPress. You got that? Okay. If you can press the record button on a VCR or a TiVo or a DVR, you can probably press record on Audacity or on a portable recorder. And the cables and stuff, yeah, that's new. But it's pretty easy. The output goes to the input. There you go. Problem solved. And that's where when you get that new thing, you're like, oh, I don't know how to plug these cables in. We can walk you through. We can answer you via email. In many cases, we have videos showing you how to do this. Don't get overwhelmed because it's easy to do and you don't need to. We can avoid that. So if you are feeling overwhelmed, it's okay. It really is okay. Just get off the ledge and let's figure out what is the next thing you need to do. All right, next up, let's talk about Amazon. We're going to talk a little bit today about making money with your podcast. And I always say the number one reason you should not start a podcast is making money. It takes a while to build your audience. And you don't make money with your podcast. You make money from the relationship you build with your podcast. And so one of the ways I make money with my podcast is through Amazon affiliates. Now, an affiliate sale is basically online commission sales. You sign up at Amazon, go down to the bottom, you'll see Amazon Associates, and you can sign up and they give you, you could say, I would like to promote this product. And they'll say, okay, use this link. That link says, hey, this person that bought this thing came from Dave Jackson. Let's give him 4% of the sale. So what's great about this is they call it passive income. You can put it on your website, and if this is something that your audience would enjoy, then you can go in and put that on your website. And I made $185 last month from Amazon, from people buying microphones through my website, which is great. And I'm recommending things that I use. I'm not touting, hey, go buy this. This is really, really cool because it's expensive. I'm saying these are the things I use. And here's the best place, the cheapest price. And when people buy them, doesn't cost them anything else. And I earn a commission. Well, I logged into my Amazon affiliate account and it said, your account is closed. And I literally swear I heard the dun, dun, dun behind me. And I literally freaked out. I was like, what? Because that's a chunk of change. And so what's cool is when you log into your Amazon affiliate, your Amazon associate account, there's a phone number there. And I called them. And what was really cool is I had somebody on the phone in about a minute. And his name was Russell. Super friendly, super helpful, just wow kind of customer service kind of guy. And I'm like, Russell, I don't know what I did, but I will undo it right now. So obviously if I broke the rules, it's because I didn't know the rules and I'm really, really sorry. Please, please open up my Amazon account, Russell. You're my friend. You got to help me out, Russell, please. And who is that? Eddie Murphy? I'm talking like Eddie Murphy now. You got to do it. Hercules, Hercules. Yes, please do it. And Russell said, well, here's the offending link. So if you use Pretty Link, the plugin, the free plugin, listen up. And it was from my feedingmyfaith.com website. And I had feedingmyfaith.com/Amazon. And in PrettyLink, there are a number of ways that you can redirect your link. Now, what this does, what this plugin does, is let's say my link to Amazon is amazon.com/XYZKXX9. Right? Well, that's kind of hard to say in a podcast. So you put this really ugly link into, hence Pretty Link, and it says, what would you like to call it? And I say, schoolofpodcasting.com/Amazon. So when you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Amazon, it redirects you to this Amazon ugly link. But the cool thing is, it says, hey, this person came from Dave. If somebody buys something here, be sure to give Dave 4% of whatever they buy. Cool. Well, in this plugin, you can say make this link permanent, make it temporary, and of those, I would choose permanent. And I accidentally clicked a little bit too low, and I chose pretty bar. I don't even know what the pretty bar is. But guess what? It got me banned from Amazon because, and this sounds completely geeky, we're not going to get into the mechanics of this, but if you're a geeky person, it puts it in an iframe. And that is against the terms of use at Amazon. And that's what, now the other bad news here in this story, and this is why I'm sharing this, and again, I say, I'm always here to help you avoid the hurdles. This is a hurdle I just ran right into and fell smack on my face. And so the Amazon account for my affiliate stuff uses a Hotmail account that is older than dust. And I don't know what the password is. I haven't checked that Amazon account in years, which is a bummer because in the middle of last month, they said, hey, we found this link that ain't cool. Well, I didn't get it. So they sent me another email and said, hey, you know this link? It ain't cool, Dave. What's up? And I ignored that because, again, I haven't checked that Hotmail account in years. They sent me a third one that said, seriously, you need to take this link down. Well, I didn't get that. And guess what? Yeah. They said, all right, you think you're big? You think you're bad? We're going to close your account. Now, the cool thing is when I explained to Russell what I did, and I actually went through and changed the link on my website, and I said, go to it now. See, it's fine. He goes, yeah, it is. Wow, that was cool. And he said, yeah, I can see you just accidentally clicked on the wrong thing. It has to go through an approval process. Now, I don't know about you. When I hear the word process, I think long time. So in the meantime, feel free to go to schoolpodcasting.com/Amazon. I'm just not going to earn a bit of commission on that. So let's assume, no matter when you listen, that this has been fixed by that. But I just want to let you know that if you're using PrettyLink, then be sure not to use the pretty bar kind of link. Now, this week, I actually relived this story on the Ask the Podcast Coach show. So if you listen to that, I'm sorry for the rerun, but I wanted to tell it here as well. But my co-host is Jim Collison from theaverageguy.tv, and he shared a really cool tip in terms of making money if you're using Amazon. Check this out.
We use our domain /Amazon. You can also go in and forward amazon.yourdomain.com to that link. And that's actually probably a little smarter because if people are using Chrome or even I think this works in Firefox, all those website addresses get cached. And the more you use them, the more that they go up in the ranking on the cache. And so if they just remember Amazon and they type AM, it automatically fills it. And once they've done that once or twice, it'll start filling it with the amazon.yourdomain.com.
Ooh.
And that's an easy way to get them to keep, and then they'll just, and they won't care. They'll just keep, you know, hey, right, it's going to Amazon. So that's a tip I had from one of my listeners who said, hey, you know, I'd really like it amazon.yourdomain.com as opposed to my domain /Amazon using PrettyLink.
Pretty cool, huh? Think about that. So now when somebody goes to start to type Amazon, if they've been to your amazon.yourwebsite.com, they might see that and just go, that's good enough. So it'll make it easy to automatically fill that in. Now that's, again, from the Ask the Podcast Coach show. And you can find that at askthepodcastcoach.com. You can also find us every Saturday at 10:30 by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/live. It's a lot of fun. We started that show. I started it as a joke, just playing with live stuff. We're actually still going to be playing with stuff. I think by the end of the year, we're going to move that to a Google Hangout as a test. But it's my way of testing kind of the live side of podcasting. And it's always fun to have, we have a chat room out there, things like that. And Jim let that one loose. And I'm like, oh, that's coming with me. I like that example. All right, next up, want to talk about some tools, speaking of selling things, making money with your podcast. We kind of got that as a theme today. And if you're unaware of this, I wrote a book called More Podcast Money, which you can find at morepodcastmoney.com. You can also find it in out at Amazon. It's only available on a Kindle, but of course, a Kindle, you can read on anything. I read a lot of Kindle stuff on my iPad. You can read it on your phone. It's almost like a PDF format at this point. And I've had people ask me about this in the past. You know, how did you write a book? Was it hard? Things like that. And I, if you've ever seen my show notes, I'm the king of typos. And it was an interesting experience. It was a goal of mine in 2013. And I actually wrote that book in Microsoft Word. And I sent it off to get proofread and kind of honed it down. And there's a way you can save it in Word, basically as an HTML file, that you can then upload to the Amazon site. It's kdp.amazon.com is where you can basically do this. And it shows you, here's what it's going to look like on a Kindle. It's really, really cool. And then you set the price and you start selling it. So that's an easy way to sell a book. And I looked into it, and last year, to make a long story short, I broke even. It cost me about $300 to get the book proofread. It's fairly long. And then I spent $75 on a cover for the book. And what's cool is with a Kindle, you just have to have a front cover. You don't have to design the whole jacket, that whole nine yards. And thanks to Robert Chaz Chute over at allthatchaz.com for helping me out with that. And a bunch of other people. But he hooked me up with a great book cover designer. And I think, and I don't really promote it a whole lot, but I think the least amount I made was $10 a month, and the most I made was $75. So again, you get enough of these little streams coming in, they add up. And so I wanted to share with you that everything in 2014 will be gravy on that. It's paid for itself. Because in the end, the book cost me basically $375 to make. And I think as of last year, now I haven't, this is not counting, this is May through December. I think I made $365 from that book sale. So you're like, okay, cool. Is there an easier way to do it? And I'm here to tell you, I found a tool that makes book writing so cool. And the cool thing is it's available on a Mac or a PC. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I realize not everybody wants to write a book. But if you're looking, how do I create a product? This is an easy way to do it. It's called Scrivener. S-C-R-I-V-E-N-E-R. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Scrivener, that'll take you right there. The PC version is about $40. The Mac version is $45. And it just, we talked about breaking things into small chunks and going step by step. That's what this software does. You basically write an outline, and then you just take each bullet point of your outline and turn it into paragraphs, and presto, there's your book. And it's super easy to drag and drop topics around. And the cool thing is you can then take this and publish it as a PDF. You can publish it as an EPUB, which is right ready for Kindle. So you can see exactly what it's going to look like right there on your computer. You can also export in all sorts of other functions if you want to then get a proofread, things of that nature. So it's, like I said, $40 for the PC, $45 for the Mac. I just got it. And I'm going to be finishing planning your podcast in this particular format using this tool. So if you've ever thought of writing a book, that is something you can definitely check out. And again, I'll have links to this out in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/393. But speaking of books, I did want to talk about one I just read. Now, I normally don't plug. I normally don't go out of my way to plug other people who are, for lack of a better phrase, competition. I mean, I talk about Daniel J. Lewis at the Audacity to Podcast and Ray Ortega over at the podcasterstudio.com. And podcastersroundtable.com. Great guys, good friends of mine. But Keith and the Girl have been podcasting since 2004, I believe. Really cool people. I've had them on the show before. And these are people that are making a living from their podcast. They podcast 5 days a week. And what they've done is here they've been doing this, you know, pretty much almost 10 years at this point. And they've sat down and wrote a book that they wish they had 10 years ago. It's called The Ultimate Podcasting Guide. And I do my best to try to read every book there is on podcasting just because I don't want anybody to get anything by me. If there's a nugget out there, I want to know it so I can pass it on to you. And so I just thought I would share. I'm not going to share a lot because I don't think that's cool when I give away somebody's entire book. But they talk about, you know, choosing a topic for your podcast. And it says, ask yourself why you want to podcast. You've heard me say that over and over and over. Is it because you want to connect with people in your field? Do you want to build a business? Do you want to use it as a resume builder? Do you want to build yourself up as an expert in your field? Do you want to generate a following to gain the attention of industry in your field? Do you want to simply entertain an audience? Do you just want to have a fun new hobby? So it talks about that. And it says, use the list above as a starting point for ideas on why you want a podcast. Write down every one of those and write down all the reasons that come to mind. And when it comes to asking yourself, why do you want to start one? It says, this will be the motivation to keep going whenever you're over the podcasting honeymoon period and real life constraints rear their ugly head. And so I read this book. It's a quick read. It's $39 at Ultimate Podcasting Guide. And they've got some great stuff in here about differentiating yourself from your, quote, again, competition. And I always tell people, go out and find yourself or find a topic that you want to podcast about. Go find other podcasts, if they exist, about that. And listen to them and say, well, here's what I liked about them. Here's what I didn't. And here's how I'm going to do something different. Or here's how my experience will be used in this particular podcast that I want to do. So it's a really cool book. It is $39. Now, they have different packages. There's a $39 that's just the book. There's a $99 version, and that comes with the book plus interviews from experts and some videos. And then there's a $200 version, which again comes with the book. It comes with more interviews and more tutorials. It's actually kind of a package to get you going in podcasting. And I realize you're like, but Dave, don't you want me to join the school of podcasting.com? Yes, I do. But when I see good stuff, I liked this book. It was a quick read and it just went over kind of step by step things you want to know. They have a whole section on podcast advertising. They have great insights on how to get guests, because these are people, when you hear people talk about Mark Maron heard about podcasting from Keith and the girl. Yeah, Keith and the girl. They talk about gear and recording your show. They talk about building your audience, some of the things they do. They actually have Keith and the Girl Day, and they discount t-shirts with their logo on it, and then they have a big picnic with their listeners. Now, it's cool because they live in New York City, and there's so many people there, and they have a huge following in their hometown, but it's a cool book. Like I said, I've read a lot of crappy books on podcasting, and I usually can tell just by their gear recommendations. When I start reading a book and they say, yeah, buy a Blue Snowball or buy a Blue Yeti or buy an Audio Technica 2020 condenser microphone, I go, yeah, okay, this person doesn't know what they're talking about. Instant loss of credibility. And I didn't run into this with this book. They have some great insights and great content. So if you want to check it out, go over to ultimatepodcastingguide.com. Now, I do have a coupon code, yet another one today. It's like coupon code. It's coupon code Wednesday. I use the coupon code SCHOOL, and you'll get 10% off any package that you choose. And those are, that's an affiliate code. So I contacted them. Hopefully I can get them on the show. They're really busy right now promoting the show. They're great guys. I've had them on the show in the past. And I just said, man, this is a cool book. I'm going to promote it. You know, do you have an affiliate program? And they said, yeah, here, we'll use this code. So there you go. If you want to check it out, you can get 10% off by using the coupon code SCHOOL. Now, something else how I came about this next product is because Keith and the girl were selling their book through a service called Gumroad. So I told you there's a tool here if you ever wanted to write a book called Scrivener. And now I'm going to tell you how you can sell your book. And it's called Gumroad. It's a kind of a weird name. I do say myself. Not sure what they do, but here's what I like about it. They are all about creating the best experience for the shopper while giving you, the creator, absolute control over the process. And one of the key things I liked about their service is you don't have to send the customer to their website, a la PayPal, to finish the transaction. That is cool. Now, let's just get to the bottom line. How much does it charge? Well, if you sold something for $10, you would make $9.25. Now, what do you get for the 75 cents that they charge? Well, they don't charge any monthly fees, a la whatever it is, eJunkie. There's no monthly, no hosting, no setup fees. Everything is covered, including file hosting, file downloads, payment processing, payout deposits, customer support, and analytics. They say we even cover dispute fees, which are regularly $15 or above or higher with other payment services. And the other thing I thought was cool, you can enter in your banking information and you get paid every other Friday if you have more than $10 in sales. Again, the thing I like about this, I use PayPal and I have things on my calendar that say go in and empty your PayPal account, because otherwise it'll just keep adding up and adding up. And then when I say send it to my bank account, it usually takes a day or two. So I just now, every other Friday is payday, assuming I have more than $10 in sales. Some other cool tools here. You can easily tie your product into Twitter, into Facebook, into email. And the other thing I like is they seem to share. There's like a little community over there of people that are selling digital products. And they share what's working with, based on the sales they see of people that are selling. So you kind of learn how to sell digital products just by being over there. You can also sell physical goods if you so desire. So they do have great analytics, including you can see where your customers are. And the other thing I like about this is if somebody buys something from you, yes, they went through Gumroad. It's your customer. You get their information. So if you want to follow up with them with any future products, things like that, you can even do a pre-order. So if you're not sure, you can have people pre-order this. So when I get ready to launch, you know, my Planning Your Podcast book, I could do this through Gumroad and have pre-orders. That's pretty cool to see if there's any kind of, maybe you're halfway through the book, you're not sure about it, and you're like, I don't know if anybody's even interested. We'll put it up, make it a pre-order. So if I'm Steve Stewart over at Money Plan SOS, and I'm thinking about doing a bunch of tutorials on ScreenFlow, you know what? Put up a page, make a pre-order. You could do that. So again, just a quick tool, gumroad.com is where you can find it if you're thinking about selling a product of your own in the future. All right, let's talk about some of the mistakes, the common mistakes that people make in podcasting. And most of these are really, really easy to fix. And the first one is courtesy of me. I was doing Ask the Podcast Coach this week. Somebody asked me, where can I subscribe to this? And guess what? I've been so busy putting up the website, getting content ready, plugging stuff in. Yeah, I never put an RSS feed. I got all my, you can follow me on Twitter. You can listen to it. Not a single RSS feed on the AskThePodcastCoach.com website. That will be fixed hopefully by the time you listen to this. How silly is that? How are you going to grow your audience when you're going to make it really hard for them to find the show? So for me, you should have an iTunes link. You should have an RSS feed just for those people that are on Android. You should be on Stitcher. And if you want to, put links to those on your website. Definitely have an RSS feed on iTunes. If you want to throw in Stitcher, that's cool tool. But on your website, can people subscribe to your podcast? Now, something else you want to double check is, does your contact information work? And right now I've been playing with my voicemail system. You can find that at podcastvoicemail.com. And I've been redirecting it to go to Ask the Podcast Coach during the live times. And that's great, except I think I somehow messed it up so that if you leave a message, I don't get it emailed to myself anymore. And I'm not 100% sure I'm getting the voicemail. So what am I going to do? I'm going to, let's do it right now. Let's do this live, shall we? This is me calling an audible. I hadn't planned this, but I'm going to, just to show you what I mean by this, call yourself. See if you get, it's 888-563-3228. I had to think of the number. And let me put this on the phone here. And survey says, yeah, I'm getting the...
Fortunately, this show is currently offline.
Okay.
If you wish to record a message for the show, press 1. Otherwise, hang up.
Okay, so I want to leave a voicemail message. So I could do that by going here, typing 1.
Please record your message after the tone. When you are done recording, press the pound key or hang up.
Okay, Dave, this is me testing the system. You better get this message.
Thank you. Your message has been recorded. Goodbye.
That guy's not very friendly. So, I want to check that and make sure I get that message. So check your voicemail. Check your email. If you've been telling people, hey, email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, you better send an email to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com or whatever your contact information is to make sure that you get it. Because there's only one thing worse. Back in the day, I was a customer service rep. I should say an award-winning customer service rep. And one of the things that used to drive me crazy was everybody's answer to everything is, let's do a survey. Let's do a survey. Let's see what our customers think. That's really important. And I would say before we even do that, though, let's set up the team that's going to deal with the negative comments. Because there's only one thing worse than somebody sending in a negative comment. And that's number two, not doing anything with it. You're just going to reinforce that, yeah, this person doesn't care. So you want to make sure that if you've set up contact information, and you should, make sure that you get it. Because how horrible would that be if somebody goes, well, I don't know if I should bug, I don't want to bug Dave with my email. And for the record, you're never, ever bugging me. But what if you send an email to me and then I don't respond because I never got it? I'm going to look like a total, insert bad word here, weenie. I'm going to look like a weenie. And that's bad because I'm not a weenie. It's my system. Don't let the technology hurt your reputation. So check your contact information to make sure it works. Because, again, my mantra this year is names, not numbers. It's nice to have download numbers. I want to know names. And how do I get names? By connecting with people in a real fashion. And you do that through email and voicemail, along with things like comments and things like that. But make sure that whatever contact information you're providing, make sure it works. Then the other thing you can do in terms of helping yourself here, it's an easy mistake to make if you don't subscribe to your own podcast. And I know what you're thinking, but Dave, I made the podcast. I don't really have to listen to that again. I was there when I recorded. Yep, that's true. But you want to make sure, do you want to rely on your audience going, hey, Dave, what happened to episode number 393? It's out every Monday. I didn't see it. What's up? Because hopefully somebody will. But in some cases, they won't. They just think you, broke your leg, fell off the planet, got hit by a truck, and they don't ask you. And meanwhile, again, your reputation's going down the drain. Now, if you are subscribed to your podcast and you fire up your phone or your iTunes or whatever you're using, and there it is, you go, okay, cool. That's a beautiful thing. But you're not going to know that. So you need to know your podcast, obviously, from the producer end, but you also need to know it from the listener end. And this is the other thing. It's an easy mistake to make, and I'm telling you, I know you don't think you need to do that. This is something I started doing. It's a tip I got from my buddy Eric Johnson, the podcast talent coach. Find him at podcasttalentcoach.com. It's something I did. I always listen to my podcast, but what I've been doing is putting myself in a place to listen as a listener. So what I do is I go back and listen to my show, not at 2x, but as a podcast listener, and if I can, a week or two after it came out. So by this time, I've already worked on new material. I probably put out an episode or two. Good. Let's go back now. Listen with a fresh set of ears. And you will find things that drive you crazy. Like the fact that I say the word right a lot. And I don't even know why. I'll just be saying something like, well, you've got to think about things. And how are you going to be found if you're not in the directories, right? And I'm asking a question. If I'm trying to get you to think or stop. But it drives me crazy because I say it all the time, right? Exactly, right? I don't know. It's a word I say all the time, right? It's weird. And I found that out by going back and in football, since this is Super Bowl Sunday, was this past weekend. I'm recording this on Saturday. You got to watch the game tape. And listening to your podcast is an easy mistake. You can avoid the little mistakes. You can increase your content quality. And I think that's a mistake that's easy to fix. Just listen to your podcast with a fresh set of ears. And you can do that, again, by subscribing to your own podcast and listening to it later. Another one is if you don't tag your ID3 tags in your actual audio or video file. Now, this is kind of geeky. I'm just going to put it this way. You can stuff. You can stuff stuff. Yeah, you can stuff the stuff in the stuff right there. Stuff it. You can take your audio in your video file and you can embed, I guess would be a better phrase, your title of your episode, your name, your website, and a picture that represents your podcast. And when you don't do that and everybody else does, you look like a hack. Yep, you look like a complete amateur. And it's an easy 2-minute fix, if that. If you're using Blueberry, BLUBRY.com, they'll actually tag it for you when you upload it to their servers. So you don't even have to even worry about that. So that's an easy thing to fix. It's a common mistake. People forget to add their tags to their MP3. I get that all the time. People will hire me as a consultant. Yeah, my stuff isn't showing up in iTunes. Well, actually, it is in iTunes. It's not in your actual audio file. So keep that in mind. Here's another easy mistake that people make, and that is they make people search for stuff. And so I had a client this week, and he's trying to grow his audience. He does a lot of interviews. I'm like, awesome, great way to grow your audience. What do you do post-interview? And so what I told him to do is you want to eliminate any chance that the guest will go, well, I would have promoted it, but I needed blank. Give them a smorgasbord of options and even put, you don't have to use all of these, but here are, you know, here are a number of ways you can use to promote your appearance. It was awesome, and I'm sure your audience will love it. So don't, I would send them, number one, here's a link to your website, your blog post with the interview. That will take them directly there, and you should have a play button there. So here it is, boom, play. Easy peasy. Here's a link to the MP3 file. So if they want to put that on their website, they could. If you're using Libsyn, you can embed their player. So you can actually say, here's the code. Copy this and throw it into your blog, and people can listen right there. And I realize you might be saying, yeah, I kind of want people to go to my website, though. Okay. But you can offer that, though, if you want. Give them, if you want, a link to iTunes. So if it's schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, that will take them there. But realize that if they're telling their audience in a blog post, you can hear my appearance just by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, that makes sense this week. 6 months from now, they're going to be way down the list of episodes, and now you have people searching for stuff. It's easy to fix. Just send them the direct link to their file, to their posting, and if they want it embedded, you know, but you can also send iTunes and you can send a link to Stitcher, to your Stitcher page. You can make it easy. Just don't make people look for stuff. Another one, we talked about listening to your podcast after you've published it. This is an easy one. I'm guilty of this one. Don't listen to your entire show before you publish it. We talked about the ID3 tags. Yeah, listen to the entire show before you upload it. Because otherwise you may find out that I know I've done weekly web tools. I had a couple episodes last year where I would drag a sound effect way, 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 way out in the timeline and then forget about it. So the show would be over. There'd be literally like a minute and a half of emptiness. And then all of a sudden one random sound effect. And luckily I had people say, Dave, do you know that there's like this weird person laughing after about a minute and a half of silence? And so I would go back and fix it and re-upload the file. But that was a mistake because I didn't take time to listen to the entire podcast. I would just listen to the beginning and go, yep, it worked. It's great. And I would look at it and see the time and go, okay, yeah, that's good. So always listen to your show. So what you end up doing, you listen to the entire show. You add your ID3 tags. You upload it to your media host. And then later, once it's published and you listen as your own listener, you can hear it again. And I realize that's a lot of you. It's a lot of me. I get tired of listening to me, but it helps you build your content. It helps make sure that you're not missing downloads because your technology broke. And then here's my favorite one. So guilty as charged, typos. Oh my goodness. And I know why I make typos. Now I've come to this conclusion. I will have a post going on my website and then I'll go to make a pretty link, like we talked about, and I'll open that in a new window, and then I'll somehow have two windows for my website open at the same time. And I'll take that second window and start editing something else, which leads to something editing else. And I'll end up with the same blog post open at about three windows. And so what happens, I think, is the last window closed is the one that gets saved and used. Because I know there are times when I have fixed typos only to go back later and say, man, have you seen your website? What's up, Dave? Man, that looks unprofessional. And I go back and I'm like, I know I fixed these. And I think it's because the last one I closed was the one that got saved. So the old bad version saved. So I would recommend working only in one window when you're in WordPress. But again, it's an easy mistake to do. It's a quick one to fix. And it really, again, kind of goes back to, I wish I had the time to do this. Write your show notes, save them as a draft, go back the next day. Here again, we're talking about hearing your content with fresh ears, looking at your show notes with fresh eyes. So if you have a spouse, a cousin, or somebody else that can look at them before you publish them, that's an easy one to help. Now, here is one that's really, in my opinion, easy to do. And that is when you have 25 minutes of material for an hour show. And I just listened to a podcast this week, and I was amazed that after about 25 minutes, the person said, well, I got to tell you, I don't really have much else to say. I was going to talk about topic A, but I didn't want to talk about that. So I was going to talk about topic B, but I went, nah, who wants to talk about topic B? So let's talk about topic C. Nah, C is boring. I know. Let's talk about topic D. I mean, this went on forever. Let's talk about topic K. No, that's, we talked about that a month ago. We could talk about topic L, but L's boring too. It went on and on and on. I'm like, how about figuring out what you're going to talk about? And I don't know, talk about it. It was amazingly bad. And I was really, really surprised. And here's why this person did this. And this is a mistake and it's easy to fix. In their head, they're like, I do an hour long show. Beautiful. I have no problem with an hour long show as long as you have 60 minutes worth of material. This person had 25 minutes of material and 35 minutes of, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. It was insane. And I went back and looked at the School of Podcasting. I have some minutes that are 30, some episodes that are 33 minutes, some are 36, some are 46, some are 56, some are an hour and six. And I always tell people there is no such thing as too boring, only too long. And that episode was too long. And that's the other one that kind of ties into this one. And that is sometimes your show is long because you have no direction. And you are all over the place. Ricochet rabbit, ping, ping, ping. Right now, as I look at my screen on my computer, I've got 12 things to talk about here. And I'm looking at my timer. I'm at 52 minutes. So this is going to be about an hour. But have a plan and think about what you're going to talk about. And I've done it. We all want to do it every now and then. Oh, I'm busy. I'm just going to wing it. Can I tell you something? That most really good content is not wung. Is that past tense of wing? I wung it. And you may get lucky sometimes, but people that consistently wing it, it's not going to work. And I've listened again to my episodes as a listener that I've, quote, wung it. Yeah, it's usually not pretty. It's usually not pretty. So if nothing else, you've got a smartphone. You've got a piece of paper and pen. Make some bullet points and say, this is where I want to go. Because I've listened to some podcasts. Could you put your fingers up and make like a pinching symbol? Like, yeah, that, not, no, that's too big. That smaller, no, even, yeah, I'm this close to subscribing from a couple podcasts because they are about an hour long. And they got about, the one was about 16 minutes of podcast. It was amazing. If we kind of peel back the curtain today, the reason we're talking about Gumroad, the reason we're talking about Keith and the Girl, the reason we're talking about Amazon, those are all kind of a theme. We're all kind of like monetizing your podcast. As much as I say, don't get into podcasting to make money. If you're trying to make money, here's some things that can shoot you in the foot. So that took a little bit of thought. I didn't wing it, thought about it, made some notes, and you're listening to it now. So have a direction. And figure out what you're going to say. And the more, to me, See, this is me winging it. I have a bullet point, and I'm trying to figure out how to say get to the point. Just get to the point. That's a key one, because I've heard people that just, wow, all over the place. And I know I take tangents. We just did one a minute ago, right? We called that. That was my tangent, but my tangent was me saying, let's check your information. I didn't plan on plugging my phone in, but I thought, hey, let's do that. And that's half the fun of being creative. And then the last one that you can fix that's easy is know about us page. Now, I use a program called Crazy Egg. It is a heat mapping software, which basically means you can see where people go on your website. You can see what they click. You can see how far they scroll down. Now, let me be completely upfront about this. I am the producer of the Crazy Egg podcast, and you can find it at podcast.crazyegg.com. We talk about social media. We talk about conversions. We talk about websites, and I get paid to produce that podcast, and I use their software. It's my way of kind of saying thank you for hiring me, and it allows me to see what people click on my website. And is it the iTunes link? No. Is it the Join Now link? Sadly, no. What gets the most clicks on my website? It's the About page. And so you've got to have a cool About page. And what you want to do is have an About the podcast and explain how people are going to benefit from listening to your podcast and make it accurate. Don't say this podcast will change your life and, I don't know, make your fart smell like roses, because that's just not true and you know it. Right? Don't oversell your podcast. Don't overhype it. But if you listen to this podcast, you know, real life tips and examples from the world of podcasting might be something I say about this podcast. So people know what they're getting and explain how they're going to benefit. Dave Jackson will save you time and money when it comes to starting your podcast. Then have an about you, especially if you're kind of the brand. You know, Dave Jackson has been teaching technology for over 20 plus years. He's won awards for his customer service, blah, blah, blah. So that people can go, oh, this sounds like a cool podcast. Oh, here's another reason why I should listen. This guy seems to know what he's talking about. Have a cool about page, because once they see that, then they might be more likely to press play or subscribe. And there are a lot of people that do not have an about page, or if they have an about page, they go into stuff that's, you know, I was born in whatever, you know, Beaver Mud, Mississippi, and my brother is Jim, and I'm married to Mary Lou, and whatever, my dog's name is Cooter. Okay, what does that have to do with your podcast? Should I listen to you or not? I don't want to hear about Cooter. Get to the point. So an about page is an easy thing to fix. Now, if you're looking for a great resource on writing an about page, check out Michael Hyatt's book, Platform. I know I recommend that book a lot. You know why? It's a great book. One of my faves. In fact, I'm probably going to reread that book this year. I think that's going to be something. I read the book Fit or Fat by Covert Bailey every year to inspire me to get on the fitness banner or the fitness bandwagon. And Platform, I think, is going to be another yearly read for me. So here are some things. Again, you want to make sure you have an RSS feed on your website. You want to make sure your contact information works. You want to make sure you listen to your podcast. You want to make sure you tag it. You want to make sure you are subscribed and consume your podcast as a listener. Another one is make sure you're listed in directories. That's an easy mistake to make. When I talk to people and I go, well, are you in Stitcher? And they're like, what's a Stitcher? Go over to podcast411.com, and my buddy Rob Walsh from Libsyn Media has a great list, and he has direct links, and it's very easy to be listed in all these directories. And if you want more information on that, contact me. I've got some great tools that'll let you do that whole step in no seconds flat. Does that even make sense? But yeah, you should be listed in all the directories that you can. Don't make people look for things. And when you have a guest, make sure you give them everything they need to promote your show. Also, don't forget to listen to your entire show. Write some good show notes. Don't just write two sentences. Write 300 words. Try to avoid typos. Get somebody else to read those. That's an easy mistake that I know when I look back, I'm like, oh, I could have avoided that if I wasn't in such a big hurry. And to me, the biggest mistake, make sure that your show is as long as it needs to be and not 1 minute more. I was going to talk about M, but I thought, we covered M in 2010. Crazy bad podcast. Can't believe it. Amazing. Don't forget to add an about page and be sure to carve a direction, because there are going to be those times when you take tangents. Your bullet points, your outline for your podcast is there to pull you back in when you veer off course. So that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
School of Podcasting.
There it is.
With Dave Jackson.
And that means this is the end of the show. And if you would like to support the show, if you would like to join the School of Podcasting, we have step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through things like planning your podcast. If you're overwhelmed with the whole process, we can walk you through. We can help you focus on that next step. We can make sure that you don't spend thousands of dollars on stuff you just don't need. Oh, I bought a super jumbo deluxe compressor, noise gate, whatever. Oh, that's great. What are you going to be podcasting about? Well, I'm going to do this on the road. Oh, well, you're not going to use any of that stuff. I hate to hear that. People have huge buyer's remorse because they buy equipment from people that haven't taken the time to figure out, what are you doing? Do you need this or not? And podcast equipment is not one size fits all. So we help you through your podcast journey, step by step along the way. I am there with you. I've got tutorials. And if it's not covered in the tutorial, you can email me. If you want to contact me, you can go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. And I would be more than happy to help you with that. If you don't have a website, I mentioned the Quick Start program again. Contact me. It's super cool. What you do, you order your web hosting through me. I earn an affiliate commission. Is my way of saying thank you. I give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. I set up your website and I install all the plugins. So that's enough of a plug for today. I do appreciate you very much taking the time to listen to the show. I realize you're busy, and I just to prove it here that I'm not going to waste your time. If I wanted to talk till the end of this music, right, we could all get up and dance. It would be another 2 minutes and 51 seconds. And I don't want to waste a second of your time. So I'm just going to say, hey, it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. I'm here to help you on your journey to podcast success, whether you are a serious hobbyist, a business trying to grow it, or just somebody wanting to have some fun. Come out to the School of Podcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and save off your first month. Come for the education, stay for the community. And thank you so much, and God bless. And I'm just going to fade the music up and fade it out, because I'm going to get to the point. Thanks much. God bless. Hit the bell, Dave. I buried Paul.